to the Constitution of the United States. Do you solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and faithfully demean yourself in the position of temporary presiding commissioner for which I appoint you today?
I do.
You swear sworn. And it will be in a minute.
Father, we want to come to you this morning and again praise you and thank you for the many blessings you brought upon us. Just amazed the great weather we've had, the rain that we had, and most of all your son that you sent out on the cross for us. We praise you again for that. God, we want to lift up these leaders today here in the county, state, U.S., and even the world, God, just be with each leader and just give them guidance, just give them wisdom to make decisions to be pleasing to you. We pray for the men, women, children around here that may need your healing or comforting care, and I know that each one has several come to mind when I talk about that. We just lift those up to you and pray that you be with those. Pray that you would just watch over them, God. We thank you again for watching over us, and pray that you would just continue to bless Danny County. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Let's pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission meeting to order at 9:09, October 23rd, 2017. No one has signed up for public comment. Are there any county commission remarks? I just want to make note that Presiding Commissioner Mike Schofield is by his mother's bedside. She's in critical condition. And he is with her. Accounts payable, is there?
Move to approve checks numbers 447048 through 447100, warrants 6874 through 6878, and three journal entries or transfers.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Approved previous meeting minutes.
Do you have those dates?
October 10th, 2017.
Was that there for last weekend? Or last week?
Well, October 16th, I think we need to postpone those because you would have to make the motion, second it, and vote for it.
You're going to abstain from it?
I wasn't.
Okay, that's fine. It was a phone call over for all it was accounts payable, so
I have no problem if you think it's
whatever. I didn't know if you wanted to do that.
No, that's fine. I've listened to the tape.
That's what I mean. So you
okay?
Are you okay with it?
Okay. Yes, October 16th and October 10th.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for October 10th, 2017, October 16th, 2017.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Was there any executive session minutes for the 10th?
No.
Okay.
The next item is a senior tax board appointment. We had appointed Mary Ann Morrison on October 10, 2017 to expire December 31st, 2017, and she has to not accept the Senator resignation due to health issues for that term. We have one application, Tim Taylor. I'll make the motion to appoint Tim Taylor to the Senior Citizen Service Board to fulfill the term that expires October 31st, 2017.
When does it expire?
I'm sorry, I said October, didn't I? December 31st, 2017. Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Our next appointment is Industrial Development Authority Board.
Are these renewals or somebody?
It says that Brad Albritton has been recommended. And it expires December 31st, 2023, 6-year term. And she doesn't have anything about a renewal. Jonas, would you like to speak to that?
Sure. We had our annual board meeting last Monday. Mr. Albritton had been appointed to fulfill the term of Mr. Mark Weiss, who
okay.
passed.
That's right.
And he's also agreed or would like to continue to serve and as a new appointment to fill that empty seat as it expires 12/31/17. He should have, I believe, he stated that he would file the electronic application on the website.
He has his application
okay.
here.
Have
you seen
and
it,
then,
Brandon?
We also have another interested party that is reviewing the state statute and the bylaws to make sure that they are willing to do that. And then they said they would get back to me. And then once, if that works out, then they'll also apply via the...
But we only have one appointment.
We only have one currently, yeah.
Okay.
We thought we might have two, but Mr. Albright, for sure, he's confirmed and would like to serve.
I'm sorry. We have one appointment... But we have two people, or we have another.
There are two seats.
There are two seats.
That will expire 12/31/17.
Okay.
And one was the other outgoing board member is Mr. Charlie Pugh.
Okay.
Who wishes not to continue.
Okay, that's what I was trying.
Yeah,
okay.
He's been on there for several years.
Yeah.
Okay. Does your board have to be from different areas to represent different areas of the county, or their
not for our not for the bylaws or state statutes that I'm aware of, but. We try to spread it out as much as possible. So
it's a 6-year.
Do you want to read Brad's qualifications? There's not necessary.
Okay. You say it's a 6-year term?
Expires December 31st, 2023. 6-year term.
Yeah. All the renewing or the new terms are now cycling to 6 after we reestablish.
That way, yeah. That way it goes into. I think we had a.
We
stair step him.
Yeah, when we got it back going.
His term will become effective January 1st, 2018 and expire December 31st, 2023.
Move to appoint Brad Albritton to the Industrial Development Authority Board, known as the IDA, for January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2023.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Thank you, Jonas.
Thank you. Amendment number one, agreement for engineering services. That is the chair just a little low.
Yeah. On the floor.
This amendment's for construction services for the transfer station project. The original contract we had, we weren't anticipating doing much inspection on this, so we had periodic site visits. But after talking with Randy and the way we ended up splitting this project with the county doing a portion of the work, there's a lot more coordination that's going to be involved rather than just having one contractor doing everything. So This amendment basically puts in 10 hours a week of inspection for duration of the project and adds a little bit of construction admin time to this. So.
I know we all know who you are, but perhaps
you're sure.
You
Travis Heyer from HDR.
What's the estimated time of construction?
9 months, is that right? That's what we had in there.
I don't have an amendment in front of me. What was the total cost of that add-on, do you know?
$74,800. The way the document's written up, it's split between two tasks, the road and bridge building and the transfer station building.
So if we had not done part of the work, it wouldn't have been necessary then for you to do the inspecting?
Not as much. I mean, I think the way this is set up, where you have a separate third-party contractor on site, the county doing the earthwork, and then your on-call electrician, it's kind of, it's almost coordinating three separate contractors in a sense, so it's a little more administration work on our end, kind of keep everything tied together.
So does that make, if anything were to say the concrete not be of the correct structure later, years down the line or anything, does that make you as engineer responsible then? I'm just asking because I was on another, we've done a...
I mean, it depends. The way this works is the construction admin, basically everything that shows up on site, concrete, for example, we have to approve the mix ahead of time, we approve the forms, we approve the rebar, they have to submit everything to us ahead of time, we approve it all, and then they actually have another third party that comes in and tests it. So, for instance, concrete, if it turns out they did something that we didn't catch, then yeah, it may be our fault, but if it's something that they were supposed to do it one way and they didn't, you know, it may still be on them, depending on the situation. But
you say 10 hours a week?
Yeah.
Is there office work involved with it as well, or is it just on-site?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely office work. Like I said, all the submittals, which we've already gone through a lot of them, I mean, we probably have a 4-inch stack of submittals already, and then pay applications, all that stuff, it all goes through us. So there's monthly progress meetings. They submit a weekly progress report to us. Obviously, if there's any change orders or anything like that, that will all funnel through us.
Randy, in lieu of them doing it, who's going to do it? I said in lieu of them doing it, who's going to do it?
Could you repeat that, Brandon?
Who's going to do it if they don't do it?
Basically, it would be up to us overseeing that, and I'd be calling them to get expert opinion on if the contractor's providing what they're supposed to. I mean, I'm looking over submittals and getting copies of what Travis sends me, but mainly just on-site person there from HDR making sure that everything's placed right. Even the work that we do, I refer back to them making sure elevations are correct before the contractor actually gets in there. So,
yeah, and that was a part of this too. I should have mentioned that typically if you hire a contractor to do this, it's their responsibility to hire a surveyor and stake everything out, the corners and all that kind of stuff. With the county doing the work, they're doing the surveying they can, but then we'll go out and verify stuff. And there's a little more surveying work on our end too.
So now, whenever you say it's related to the two buildings, it's actually to the entire project.
Yeah, it's to the entire project. It's just coming out of two separate funds and your accounting, so we broke it up to where you can account for it. But
and it also comes out of our funds where we're doing our own work, but still just the actual excavation. You'll be checking all of that stuff as well. Yeah. The compaction.
Well, the compaction, they'll have Palmerton and Parrish will do that. That's still a third party. We don't
or another any company that's capable of doing that.
Correct. There's a couple of companies. We can use either one, whichever one we can get there. So we've already had them there looking at one site there, and we've got more as we're doing the work. We'll have to verify our compaction.
We have a letter from our attorney, Frank Cotty. Do you want me to?
He's just approving it to the form. He's not approving
it.
Yes,
he is.
Whenever, because what was the figure on the actual buildings? It was
1 million from the contractors. 1,545,000.
See, but when it was broke down in the amendment, I think it was just between the
it wasn't that much, is what I'm getting at.